Now let's move on down here, because this is something that is tremendous. He says here, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Now, this is where that idea of soul sleep arises here, and we have another verse up here, verse 10. And what you have here is the philosopher, the man under the sun. This is the conclusion that he comes to here, that you just well be a live dog, in fact, be better than be a dead lion. So to be a lion or a dog doesn't make really much difference, because when you die, you're just like a dog. That's what the atheist says today. And looking at the human side, the physical side, my friend, when that body goes into the grave for a child of God, that body is put to sleep. That's true. But Paul says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's where the person goes, and you and I are just living in these earthly tabernacles today. So you see, this is not even a Christian viewpoint. It's the man under the sun. I heard a man say some time ago, well, he says, man, just like a dog, when he dies, that's it. Well, that's what he says here. That's the outcome. Now he says here, also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perish, neither have they any more portion forever in anything that's done under the sun. In other words, this life is very futile. It's very purposeless, very meaningless. You're just an animal. Here's evolution with a vengeance. Only it's a little different. What he's saying here is, man didn't come from an animal, man is an animal. And that's more frightful today, because we think we've come from someplace and that we are very much on the way, that we're marching to Zion, and it's an earthly one. Now will you notice, verse 7, go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for God now accepteth thy works. You're a do-gooder, you see. So eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. And we're going to have our happy hour, you know. And from about 4 o'clock to about 7 o'clock, we all get soused. And that's life. That's living it. Probably the most monotonous life in the world are the folk that are living like that today. And now he says, let thy garments be always white. Let thy head lack no ointment. Oh, dress up. Keep up a good front. And then it says, verse 9, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun. And you know, actually, there are many unsaved couples that are enjoying life. No question about that, from their viewpoint. I have met several along the route. Oh, they have their problems. They have their dark days. But this is their attitude. Let's make the best of it. All the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun.